Now it's 19 after midday. There's a lot of Oscars in the air. Look who's here as well, because it's Friday, which means Lottie's here.
Woo!
Pixie Lottie.
Pixie Lottie.
Well, because Lottie and I just played Pixie Lott.
Pixie Lott. Yeah, I see where you're going. I see where you're going with that.
Pixie Lottie is here with all these shows.
I don't like it. It's not a good name.
I'll just call you Lottie.
Yeah.
Charlotte's here.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it? I don't even look like a Charlotte.
Lottie's here. What's going on in the world of show?
We're
going
to go with the Oscars to kick things off. We have to, because everybody's talking about
it's
the Oscars.
The
They've
talk,
just
yeah.
been announced. They're going to be actually broadcast and taking place on March 2nd, so we've a little bit of a wait.
Yeah.
But we're obviously in the good books because we've Michael Fassbender and U2 nominated, so that's people are focusing on that and focusing on Oscar snubs, people
right.
who they were surprised didn't get nominated.
All right, okay.
Big one was Oprah, who everyone thought was going to get nominated for 12 Years a Slave. The Butler.
The Butler, yeah.
She was Best Supporting Actress. People thought she was going to get that.
She gets enough. I don't like Oprah.
Oh, she's the one person you have to like.
No, it's a person I don't like.
How could you not like Oprah?
Some just people you just don't like.
Why, though?
I don't know. I just
all
don't
she does
like.
Is help people, Colm.
Maybe that's it.
Okay. So people are focusing on that, but what I found the most interesting was Tom Hanks didn't get nominated for either of his films. He didn't, Captain Phillips and Saving Mr. Banks, two amazing films. He didn't get any nominations.
Captain Phillips was a great movie.
What's weirder is, okay, you know the Jackass movie, Bad Grandpa?
Oh, yeah.
Got the same amount of Oscar nominations as Saving Mr. Banks.
Really? Did you see that one?
Yeah.
That's what Johnny Knoxville movie.
Johnny Knoxville movie, yeah. The Jackass one.
I heard it's sort of okay.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. What the Jackass movies are known for is like people throwing things at each other and kind of like pooing on the telly and stuff. So that's in the same category as Saving Mr. Banks. Obviously, it's not the same category. I mean, as in they both got an Oscar nod. Yeah. That's for best makeup. I mean, yeah, they turned him into a grandpa, but an Oscar nomination, okay. Seriously?
That'd be funny if he
really?
Wins. Yeah.
Now, big news that I know might not mean a lot to you, but to ladies,
okay,
it means a huge amount. Nicole Scherzinger, whose name you can't say.
Scherzinger.
That's not the one.
Scherzinger's.
Nicole Scherzinger.
I can't say it. I can't. Scherzinger.
Just say maybe Schwarzenegger.
I'll just say Nicole. I don't like her anymore. God, I don't like anyone today.
Why are you so bad mooded today?
Because she threw my relative Melanie McCabe out of the house on X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
I was so big into Nicole.
Oh, deep-rooted issues. Hang on, I need pen and paper. Right down.
No, I was all over Nicole, if you know what I mean. I was a big Nicole fan. I was a big Nicole fan up to that point.
Okay.
She sent Melanie home. So you can understand that.
I can understand that, but most ladies are a big fan because of all the outfits she wore every week when she came out on The X Factor. She's a very trendy lady.
Short stringer.
Colm, move on.
Okay, I'll leave it.
She wears nice clothes, basically, okay?
Yeah.
And for a while now, there's been rumours that she was going to maybe start her own clothing line. And people were thinking it'll be very high-end designer, be going into expensive shops. She has announced she's doing a clothing line with Misguided, which is like a really affordable online shop. So this is amazing news. She's designed a whole load of dresses, jumpsuits, skirts, bodysuits, tops, and it's all coming out in March. So that's really exciting news.
Are they like the Aldi of fashion?
That's an interesting analogy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you had up at the very top, you'd sort of...
You're still getting quality, but just at a different price.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
There you go.
They're cheap and cheerful.
Yeah, and they're going to be really good, I'd say. I love Misguided. I really like their clothes, so I think it's going to be a fantastic collection.
When is that going to be released?
That's March, so not long.
All right, okay.
March this year.
Okay.
We were talking about this guy last week and we're going to have to go through his week. Mr. Bieber.
Has he got a self-destruct button or is this part of him? Is he doing for himself what Miley Cyrus did with the whole wrecking ball and the twerking? Is he getting rid of that, you know, lovely little boy image?
I think...
He's turning into a monster.
I don't think he knows any better. I'd say he was so famous, so young. He's surrounded by people who just say yes to him all the time. I would imagine he doesn't even realise half the stuff he does is as bad as it is.
Last week, you told us that Justin Bieber egged his neighbour's house, but not just one egg.
21 eggs.
21 eggs, and we're not too sure, but it might be Will Smith's house.
It could be, or it could have been the Kardashians.
Egging the Kardashians, the new movie.
We're saying this because he lives in the very famous little community in Calabasas in California, and it's like an estate of famous
celebrities,
people.
So what's happened in Belieber's week
so
now?
The week has just completely snowballed.
Yeah.
12 police, we all know, police squad cars arrived at his house during the week. And his
12 squad cars?
On the basis of the egg throwing.
Which you consider there's probably two in each car, because I've watched Cagney and Lacey. So that's 24 police.
And there were two helicopters.
What?
Okay, and this is all on the basis of the eggs. Okay, they raided his house.
I got egged once years ago, and 2 days later, one guard came up on a bicycle.
Wait, did you personally get egged or your house?
Oh, the house got egged.
Oh, I thought you personally.
No,
got
not me
egged.
Personally. 2 days later, a guard on a bicycle.
Well,
and he didn't even take notes. He gets 24 cops and two helicopters.
Well, there were 21 eggs involved, Colm. It's very serious.
Yeah.
And the neighbour has said that there was over $20,000 worth of damage done to his house by the 21
really?
Eggs.
Yeah. Well, there's, they're expensive houses.
Anyway, listen, the police went there, they raided the house, there were drugs found, his friends were arrested.
What, like aspirin?
No, much more serious drugs.
They got
than
marijuana
that.
And cocaine
yes,
and a whole
they
lot,
did.
Didn't they?
Yeah, God. They got bad stuff. But Bieber wasn't arrested.
Yeah.
They just took his phone during the week now. So his friend has been arrested, Lil Za. That's his friend's name.
Lusa.
Little Za.
Little Za.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. What's his name? Peter.
Yeah, probably. And now Justin and his camp are terrified because apparently...
Little Za.
Stuff. No, not Little Za, Colm. Okay, keep up with me.
Yeah, okay, go on.
There's stuff on his phone that they don't want people to see. In other words, probably some nudie pictures and text messages about drugs, I'm assuming.
Pictures of him with Little Za.
No!
Or you don't know who he's with.
No!
Selena Gomez.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Right.
We don't know. God. Also, they took the security footage from his house to see if he was leaving his house at the time that the egging happened. But now they're worried because his security footage is of the inside of his house as well. So now they're going to see all the partying and everything that would have been going on inside there.
That's just great.
It's very serious for an egging.
Yeah. It is. Can you imagine they've got a video now of him walking out with two bags filled with
ice? I would love.
And he's going, I was going over to an omelette party.
Or if they had the security footage and they actually saw him like boiling the eggs or something and making it really dangerous and then going out to egg.
So if he's convicted of egging...
He could potentially be deported and sent back to Canada because it's a felony. Not for the egging, for the drugs that were consequently found in the house because of the egg raid.
Right, the egg raid.
The egg raid. I've coined that term now.
Egg raid.
Egg raid.
So would that mean he's stuck in Canada and he's never allowed out of Canada?
I don't know. I'm sure because he's Justin Bieber, he would be allowed out of Canada. He hasn't been deported yet. He hasn't been even arrested. This is just all what could happen now. But they obviously think something is going on if they send 12 squad cars to the house in the first place. Two helicopters.
Could he be sent to jail?
I'm sure if it was a class A drug felony charge, I'm sure he could.
I'd say a few of the inmates who are Beliebers would be looking forward to that.
Free concerts.
Oh, yeah. So, what's trending today?
This is some good stuff trending today.
Okay.
Have you heard of reaching?
No, that's not to be confused with retching.
No.
Okay, difference. Okay. All right. Okay.
And when I say reaching, I don't mean stretching for something. I'm referring to Christina Ricci, the actress, has started a whole new trend on Twitter that I love. I am a fan of people taking the selfies of their bums and things and putting them up. I don't think it's great.
Yeah.
But Christina Ricci has decided, she's a very petite young woman, and she took a picture of herself where her whole body fitted into her fridge. And she took a picture of it, and now she has started taking pictures of herself in general household appliances.
She would have had to take all the trays out as well.
Yes.
And all the food.
It's a serious job.
And keep it somewhere quiet and cold. So
yes.
And then get into the fridge.
Get into the fridge. And she comfortably fits in the fridge. Like, she doesn't look uncomfortable. And then there's one of her in a dryer, like... in her washing, her clothes dryer.
Gets into that.
So everyone has started taking these hashtag reteam photos, and if you go onto Twitter, there's like people who have taken their Hoover apart and they're sitting in their Hoover and they take a picture and sitting in the cupboards in their kitchens. So there's some good stuff there. I was trying to figure out where we could squeeze you in the studio and take a picture of it. I don't know if there's anywhere that I could put you there.
Piano. A few people would like to stuff my body into the boot of a car.
Right.
That's for other reasons, though.
Yeah, that's...
I went to the desert.
It's a shame you found out about that.
Yeah. No, there's nowhere else. I mean, this room just about contains me.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, look, I can fit in the studio.
We'll just take a picture of you in at the microphone, hashtag reaching. Another hashtag that's trending at the moment is Lawrencing.
Okay, what is this?
Jennifer Lawrence at the Golden Globes this week.
Oh, yes, obviously.
Wore a controversial dress, which can be described as a... long white dress with black bands tied around it.
Some people in Ireland would call it a lagging jacket.
Okay.
Or also what I thought it was looked like was just a big duvet.
A duvet is the right term, because this is what people are now doing. They're taping their duvets around them and hashtagging Lawrencing, and they're putting their pets into white sheets and putting two black straps around it. So that's another one that's going around now. It's very, very funny. Some of the pictures are hilarious.
You gotta love Twitter.
Yes, for a good laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And our last trend today is good news for Kardashian fans that Harry Styles is confirmed to appear in the next season of The Kardashians, which means he is dating Kendall Jenner.
Kendall?
After all this time,
Kendall,
Colm.
Kendall who, Jenner?
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner. That's a person, is it?
She's one of the... She's the half-sister of Kim.
Okay.
And there's been rumours that she's been dating Harry Styles, and it's all been completely denied now for a couple of weeks. But now they've confirmed he's appearing on the show, which would indicate that, yes, they are in fact dating.
I don't know many girls named Kendall.
It's a nice name, I think. Yeah, if you saw her, she's very, very beautiful.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah.
So Kendall is going out with Harry Styles, and Harry Styles is going to be in the next
episode
series.
And her sister is apparently going out with Will Smith's son. And they're all in the same estate.
They are, yeah. We're all going out to egg them, yeah. somebody said, do you remember the ad years ago for the Sun or the News of the World? And you went to the kitchen and opened up the cupboard, and Bertie Ahern was in there.
What?
Bertie Ahern, because they'd signed him up.
So he started reaching.
Yes. And he got into such slagging as well, because you just opened up the cupboard, and then you'd open up the press at the top, and Eamon Dunphy's head would be there, would just stick out.
Is that a true story?
That's a true ad, yeah. It was on
should
TV.
It be actually Aherning?
Bertieing.
Bertieing.
Yeah, Bertieing.
It's not reaching, it's Bertieing.
What would your tip be for the best movie of the year? What you've seen? What you have seen?
That's very difficult. It's a toss-up between, and this might be controversial, The Butler and Frozen.
Frozen?
The Disney film.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I love that movie.
All right. I would still think that Gravity.
Visually, yes. But, I don't think I'd enjoy watching that movie at home. I enjoyed it in the cinema because it was such a spectacle, and the 3D and the sound is amazing. But on a normal TV at home, I don't know if it's going to go down the same way.
We'll wait and see. All right, that's the Oscars. That's showbiz. Thanks, Lottie.
You are very welcome.
Have a good weekend.
You too.